Jefferson City Legislative Seminar 2018 by Rita Lynch. The National Federation of the Blind of Missouri Jefferson City Legislative Seminar was held on Monday and Tuesday, February 12th and 13th. Our State Governmental Affairs Committee had met by conference call and agreed on what legislative priorities should be discussed with our state legislators. The first priority was SB 681, sponsored by Senator Hummel, regarding a research-based reading media assessment, which would be used when determining the reading format for blind students. Our second issue pertained to accessible voting. HB 2787, which was introduced by Representative Ellington, would mandate that the accessible voting machines would be available for all elections. Our third issue we wanted to bring to the attention of state legislators related to the salary range for vocational rehabilitation counselors for rehabilitation services for the blind. A few days before our event, we learned about a couple bills pertaining to the blind pension program, which we felt needed to be discussed with legislators as well. These are HB 2171, sponsored by Representative Wood, and SB 910, sponsored by Senator Sater. The fact sheet was finalized, and then the packets were assembled by the Coulters and delivered to Jefferson City. On Monday morning, members from all around the state began arriving at the state capitol. With their assigned list of legislators in hand and appointments having been made, our work began. There were 23 members who participated. On Monday evening, we met at Madison's Cafe for a dinner meeting to discuss the day's events. Early Tuesday morning, we were back at work, continuing our mission to educate and inform our state legislators on these important issues. We will continue to monitor the progress of the activities of this legislative session and keep everyone informed. A big thank you goes out to our Governmental Affairs Chairman, Roger Crone, for his leadership, and to everyone who helped in making this event very successful.